Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Here she is, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, works in the TV and movie business, sneaking off set. And what's this casting call?
All right, so I know you guys have probably been on the edges of your seats waiting to find out about what I'm about to tell you.
Yes.
Because as of like last night at 10 p.m. on all the little TV blogs, no one knew the answer to this question, but I have the answer. Yes, indeed. I Can See Your Voice will be returning for season 3.
Ooh.
Oh, thank goodness.
I Can See Your Voice. Was that where someone would come out and lip sync and the people would have to guess if that's the real person's voice or they're just full Milli Vanilli?
Exactly. So there you go. That's pretty much the gist of the show. So whether you're a good singer or a bad singer, there is a place on this show for you. And if you want to submit an audition for it, I can tell you how. Follow me on all the socials.
Now, if you go on this show, and let's say you are a singer, you're a good singer, I mean, will this lead to something?
Listen, I think this is one of those shows. You know how 10 years into Lady Gaga's career, we started seeing that she was on like The Dating Game and all of these other reality shows. I think this is one of those shows where definitely, quote unquote, real singers will go out for it. It's going to be slim pickings, but eventually we're going to see someone that really has star power on this show. I'm telling you.
And exposure is exposure. You never know who's watching. You never know who the judges will be.
That's right.
I mean, you never know who could see you and think, wow, this person's really got it. I need to reach out.
If you can sing, at the end of the show, you get to do a duet with the celebrity judge,
who
is typically a great singer of some sort.
Right.
So by the end of the show, we're either going to see an amazingly cool new duet or a train wreck.
It would be amazing if somebody who couldn't sing went on to be more famous than somebody who like won American Idol.
William Hung.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
I was going to say.
Interesting.
We've seen that before. So, yeah. Good or bad, if you want to go out for this, follow me on all socials, on the Twitter, on the Gram, and on the book, and I will tell you exactly how to submit.
We saved the best for a feel-good Friday.
Sure.
The best topic we could do with the kids back in school is, what trouble did you get into when you were in school? Everybody's done it.
You did
one thing.
Well, you probably did a lot of things. You just got caught with one thing.
Right.
I remember my buddies were like, you would never park your car in the principal's parking spot. I'm like, yeah, I would.
Ah.
So I did, and I got nervous after first period, and I went back out to move it. My car wouldn't start.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like I had to, they towed it and I had to pay it.
Oh, really? I would imagine if they were like, why did you park at the principal's spot in the first place? You'd be like, well, it died as I was trying to turn around.
I wasn't as shady in high school.
Really?
Those skills just acquired after.
Yeah, you're like a fine, well, no, you're like a sour wine.
That's right.
trouble you got into in school. And yes, you had to have gotten caught. Yep. We'll make that prerequisite. 404-741-0985. Jamie in Jefferson, start with you.
When I was in 5th grade, I told the kids I had a little black pony, and they didn't believe me. And at this time, back then, all the classrooms were on the outside. You had to go from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
So I left. I walked out of the classroom and walked all the way home and went and got my pony and rode her all the way back down to the school in the 2nd grade. And even when I crossed the highway, I rode her right in front of the classroom and said, see, I have a pony. They had to get my mom, and she had to walk this pony all the way back home in her high heels and business suit, and I was in very big trouble.
You took show and tell to a whole new level.
Right?
I love that.
I did.
You should have gotten an award. Appreciate it, Jamie. 404-741-0985. Who had gotten to big trouble when they were in school? It's a feel-good Friday. We're talking about trouble we got into in school. And we're talking about your entire school career, from kindergarten all the way to senior year. 404-741-0985. Kimberly in Locust Grove.
Junior high, I was terrible at math, and there were teachers' grade books that actually had the answer keys in all the books. So all my friends were like, come on, we'll pay you $25 if you go in and steal Mr. Clark's answer key. So he was going to lunch, shut the door, never locked it. I crept in, grabbed the book, was about to walk out. Mr. Clark greeted me. Can I help you, Miss Kimberly?
Oh.
I did not know what to say.
So yikes. What ended up happening?
I said, I'm sorry. And he's like, what are you sorry for? And I was like, I just took the answer key. I just wanted to study for all the tests.
You ratted yourself
you
out.
You folded.
I did.
Everybody knows at that point you just ask for an attorney. Like, you never.
Yeah. I got in-house suspension for a day, and my parents, it was the worst. I was grounded for like a month.
Yeah, sometimes the school punishment is a lot more lenient than your parents' punishment.
They're like, you were going to cheat.
You're like, but I didn't. That's the point. Yeah. That's the takeaway. Thank you so much. Drex, we don't have to ask Kara, right? You were a perfect student. You didn't get into any school trouble,
goody
did you?
Goody two-shoes, Kara, never.
Yeah, I was a perfectionist at skipping school.
What?
Like, professional at it. I think it was my sophomore year. I skipped 367 class periods.
Oh, what?
But they were all quote unquote excused because I would write a note in pencil like, oh, please allow Kara to watch this rated PG-13 movie in class, blah, blah, blah. And then I'd have my mom sign it in pen. And then I'd go back through and I'd erase everything I wrote in pencil. And I would say, please excuse Kara for being absent Tuesday through Thursday of this week.
Kara.
She was at home not feeling well. Yeah.
Diabolical and brilliant.
I ended up getting caught and put on the blacklist, so I was never able to skip school again.
Okay. If you're a high school student listening on the way to school today, remember, she got caught and she got put on the blacklist.
Yeah. They would call my mom every class period that I was late or tardy for.
April in Fayetteville, trouble you got into in school?
Oh, my goodness. So my worst thing in high school, I can remember, it was probably the end of the school year, and my mother was there for a meeting of some sort, and we went to my math class, and my math teacher told her, I don't know your daughter. I've never seen her before in my life.
Wait a minute.
Now listen, I had two classes, Algebra 1 and 2. Pick one. I cannot do both. So I only went to one class. I was never going to her class.
You're out of control. Did you graduate?
With honors. Do you hear me? And I'm so grateful that I'm out of there.
404-741-0985. Talking about getting in trouble in school, Maria in Dunwoody.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what'd you do?
So when I was in high school for like my junior and senior year, my parents didn't go with me to registration, and my mom allowed me to sign for her when I signed myself up for school. At the time, I had an older boyfriend, and I put him down on my emergency list as a family relative. So for those 2 years, I would call him and be like, hey, can you come check me out? And they'd be like, hey, Maria, one of your family members is here to check you out. And so I actually failed AP Spanish when AP Spanish is my first language. And my mom ended up asking me why. And like years later, I ended up telling her the truth. But it was just like something that she still laughs about to this moment. So she does not allow my siblings to go to registration alone.
What is the statute of limitations on that? When is it okay to tell mom? How many years passed?
I graduated in 2018 and I'm like 22 now. I actually kind of told her like this summer.
Yeah, right.
When she can no longer punish you.
No, she was just like, wow. Like, she was just like, I can't even believe it.
Like, I'm kind of impressed, maybe a little bit. Just a little bit. Kara, we asked on Facebook, biggest trouble you got into in school?
We got tons of comments. Kelly Rosales said she and four of her friends accidentally went into the boys' bathroom and then ran out screaming and laughing, but class was still in session, so one of the teachers came out and escorted them directly to the principal's office. Sherry Cobb was in fifth grade and sneaking away from school and using her lunch money to buy candy at a nearby convenience store.
Nice.
What grade?
Fifth grade. And then Lori Hatcher, this is my favorite, was got in trouble for kissing in the back of the school bus on a ROTC trip, but said it was totally worth it.
It's consensual.
Yeah. 404-741-0985. Trouble you got into in school. Christy in Madison.
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was my daughter in kindergarten. She was this prissy little hair-bowing, perfect little child. Mm-hmm. They were on the playground at recess, and a little boy spit in her face.
No.
And she spit back.
Good.
Good for her.
So I pull up to pick her up, and the principal comes out and says, Christy, your daughter spent time in the timeout room today. And I said, no, I think you have the wrong Christy. And she said, no. She said a little boy spit on her, and she spit back. And so she got in the car, and she's kind of chin down, maybe quivering lip a little. And I asked her what happened, and she tells me. And I said, okay, number one, next time go to the principal. And number two, you go, girl. Let's get to my screen.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing and Electrical, Crystal and John's Creek.
Hello.
Beautiful weather this weekend. What are you doing?
Oh, you know what? I'm planning to, oh gosh, it's so cool. I'm planning to take my kids out to, I don't know, somewhere because it's been so hot. I just want to go have them run around in the cool weather.
Okay. When you started that sentence, I was like, you're going to drive your kids out to the country and what now?
I'm thinking about that, but that's another story.
All right. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Crystal. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Kara will step out. We'll ask you 5 trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question 1. Britney's baby daddy posted a video of her arguing with her sons, but quickly deleted it. Who's Britney Spears' baby daddy?
Kevin Federline.
Number 2. Tom Brady's taking a leave of absence from his football team to deal with personal issues. True or false, Tom is the oldest player in the NFL, the oldest active player.
I think it's false.
Question 3. Weezer had to cancel a New York City residency due to poor ticket sales. What California city was their 2005 hit song about?
Oh, gosh.
Think of a popular, fancy California city.
And the song goes, that's where I want to live.
Oh, God, nothing. I have no clue.
Really? All right. Number 4, Ed, we tried everything we could except for driving you there and showing you the sign. Number 4, Angelina Jolie dropped her 17-year-old daughter off at a college right here in Atlanta yesterday. What's the name of Angelina's Tomb Raider character?
Lara Croft.
Number 5, Kate McKinnon teared up in a recent interview as she spoke about leaving SNL. What female politician was she known for playing on the show?
Oh, I'm clueless because I never watched HLN. SNL.
If you were to name a famous female politician, like the most famous female politician ever, who's not in the White House, who would that be?
Pelosi.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Crystal and John's Creek. Maybe had a Friday blunder. We'll see what happens. They were tough today.
All right. Kara, I think you can rest easy, but you never know. Are you ready for the same questions? Number 1, Britney's baby daddy posted a video of her arguing with her sons, but quickly deleted it. Who's Britney Spears' baby daddy?
K-Fed, Kevin
Federline.
That's
what Crystal said, 1-1.
Food.
Number 2, Tom Brady's taken a leave of absence from his football team to deal with, quote, personal issues. True or false, Tom is the oldest active player in the NFL.
True?
That is true. Why are we questioning that? He's 45
years old.
All right, Crystal said false, 2-1.
Number 3, Weezer had to cancel a New York City residency due to poor ticket sales. What California city was their 2005 hit song about?
Malibu?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, Beverly Hills.
That's where. Crystal didn't get it right either. It's still 2-1.
Number 4, Angelina Jolie dropped her 17-year-old daughter off at college here in Atlanta yesterday. What's the name of her Tomb Raider character?
Lara Croft.
That's what Crystal said as well. 3-2.
Number 5, Kate McKinnon teared up in a recent interview as she spoke about leaving SNL. What female politician was she known for playing on the show?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Crystal said Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. It was a good guess. Final score this morning, 4-2. Crystal and Johns Creek, are you smarter than Kara?
Not at all.
Yeah. Kara, your new record, 1,345 wins, just 42 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Crystal.
No worries. Thanks, Kara. Thanks in a way.
Hey, when you drop your kids off in the country, just make sure they have sunscreen, okay? We play twice every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Hey, Tammy, what is going on with your neighbor?
She actually put up her Christmas decorations over the weekend.
What? Already?
She bought them or put them up?
She put them up. And she didn't just put up like a couple of lights. She just went full on Clark Griswold on the whole neighborhood. Like, she makes the Griswolds look like Todd and Margo. Like, oh my God.
There was a time where early Christmas decorations, like a couple of years ago, heart of the pandemic, where people were just like wanted that kind of feel good. People were buying Christmas trees in June. But it's 2022.
These lights are insane. Guys, they're keeping my kid up at night. So bright.
According to your email, you've already contacted the HOA and filed a complaint.
I did. Because to be fair, like the covenants in our contracts read that the decorations need to be done tastefully and put up in proper seasons.
So she's not abiding by both of those covenants. Tad hates the word covenants.
I hate the word covenants.
Oh, the covenants, don't you know? Let's check the covenants.
I didn't make the word up. You know what I mean? But the HOA clearly must have reached out to her directly, and she was posting on Nextdoor. She was accusing one of our other neighbors of calling her out, and it wasn't the other neighbor. It was me. This whole situation's gotten out of control. It's just, I got to come clean.
Tammy, a little tough love, You know how the situation got out of control? Is that instead of walking over and having a conversation with your neighbor, you ratted her out to the HOA, and now you're in this mess.
I know. You're right. You're right. I'm
Thank
the
you.
Worst.
Thank
well,
you.
But that's
the
lesson.
You're the Grinch. I'm Tad, this is what we do. We help out people that need forgiveness, that just can't walk over next door and say something.
All right. Well, we will help you out, even though I don't want to. I'm just kidding. We'll call your neighbor, Nora, and see if we can iron everything out, get you some forgiveness, and get back to her Christmas in August celebration.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tammy ratted out her neighbor to the HOA for already putting up Christmas decorations, but her neighbor Nora found out about it and is blaming another neighbor. Well, now Tammy just wants our help coming clean and asking forgiveness. Tammy, sit tight. We're going to talk to Nora for a moment.
Hello?
Hey, is this Nora?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Nora. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. We wanted to congratulate you on behalf of Georgia Power for being their customer of the month.
Why are you folks calling me?
We heard you have quite a Christmas display up, and it's August. It's a little early.
Yeah, I know, but it's for a good reason.
Is there like a contest in the neighborhood or something?
Yeah, what's the good reason?
So my husband and I were fostering a 4-year-old little girl.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's been a challenge, but it's just something that our family feels like we needed to do.
So the decorations are for her?
Yeah. She came from a really rough family, and she told us that they had never celebrated Christmas. Oh. So we decided to go a little overboard, but it's made her so happy. It's really amazing to see her face light up every time she sees them.
Oh, this is a little uncomfortable here. We want to bring your neighbor Tammy on. We're actually calling for a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and she had something she wanted to tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Nora, I had no idea that was your situation. I'm so sorry.
Sorry for what?
I was the one who called HOA on you. I had no idea, though. I didn't know your family situation.
Seriously.
So sorry.
In her defense, Nora, Tammy said that the lights are so bright they were keeping her son awake at night. It was like they were filming a major Hollywood production outside her window.
Well, you don't have to worry about that anyway, because our foster daughter could be taken away from us at any moment. You know, the family, they're putting up a huge fight, and we can't keep paying the lawyers.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, no, we'll pay it. Nora, we will pay it. We'll take up a collection. The neighborhood will do, we'll figure it out. Lemonade stand. We'll do the whole thing.
Sammy, do you know how much lawyers cost?
We'll find a way.
What I really have a hard time with here is that Tammy, I mean, in both of you and everybody, listen, talk to your neighbors. Communicate with your neighbors. Because Tammy, if you had just gone over to Nora's house and be like, hey, my son is having a hard time, blah, 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 work it out. If you're willing to raise money for her to pay lawyer bills and help you put up this fight, then you care enough to have a conversation about the lights.
Yeah. And look, I mean, Tammy, are you serious about helping us? I mean, that's...
Nora's like, I don't care about the DJ's lessons. Right. I want to know about this money. So, Nora, Tammy called because she wanted your forgiveness. Do you forgive her for ratting you out to the HOA?
If she's serious about helping me raise money to help my family, it's completely inconsequential. You know, it's bickering between neighbers.
That's wonderful.
Tammy, you were serious. You're going to help pay for this family lawyer so that Nora can keep this foster daughter or help take up a collection for real?
Yeah. I mean, it may be August, but helping out those in need is the holiday spirit, right?
It's a Christmas in August miracle.
It's an August miracle.
Like I said, Tammy, you don't know how much this means to my family. I really appreciate you.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, clouds, drier air moving in this weekend. Today's high of 88, 73 in Midtown. Braves in Miami this weekend. Falcons' first preseason game tonight in Detroit, 6 o'clock on the NFL Network. What is going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what huge star was in town yesterday and what they were doing here in just a second. But do you ever wonder what dreams taste like? I guess we'll find out on Monday when Coca-Cola releases their new flavor, Dream World. They say this one bottles up the technicolor taste and surrealism of the subconscious to savor the magic of everyday moments and dream with open eyes.
What?
What is going on over at Coca-Cola?
What's going on is some creative marketing from people who have been trying hallucinogenic mushrooms.
This must be a trend in the beverage world because I attended like a Pepsi conference in Las Vegas, I don't know, 15 years ago. And all the heads of the different sodas got up, like Pepsi, Mountain Dew, all that. And they all had these wild explanations like, our consumer is a blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's at the gas station and you buy it.
Right. Does it taste good?
Yeah.
Will it quench my thirst?
Take a
That's
hike.
All I need to know. Does
Did
it mix well with a nice alcohol?
Admit to going to a Pepsi conference and you're living in Atlanta on the radio?
No. I lived in Memphis at the time.
Like, so this is all right.
You're
in the clear.
For sure.
Okay.
Well, this Dream World is the fourth and final drop under Coca-Cola's Creations Innovation Program. So far, they've done Bite, which tastes like grape soda, Starlight, which was kind of like a burnt marshmallow, and then Marshmallow, the DJ, released a flavor that was kind of like a strawberry watermelon. So they say this one is supposed to have a citrus fruity flavor as well.
One would think marshmallow would taste like marshmallow, I don't work
just
for Coca-Cola.
Give me a high noon and
and call it a day. So did anybody run into Angelina Jolie yesterday?
Oh, I wish.
Where would she have been, you think?
She was actually here to help daughter Zahara get settled over at Spelman College for move-in day. She said she was holding back the tears and was really proud of herself for keeping it together. Not sure how long she'll be in town, but she's really excited for Zahara's future over at Spelman. Do you guys think it's harder to like drop your kid off at kindergarten or college? Like, I can only imagine her having to hold it together.
Yeah, college, I gotta say. I mean, I have not gone through that, but I can just only imagine. Like, kindergarten, at least they come home that day.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've heard from a lot of parents. Yeah, actually, we were thinking about, we picked our daughter up from her last day of fourth grade yesterday, and she goes into middle school next year. And I was talking to my wife, like, it's going to be a bad day. Like, her last day of elementary school, I don't know.
And then you got to think about the fact that it's your daughter and you haven't experienced the teenage years.
Yeah.
So you might be happy to drop off.
Right.
Take a hike, pal.
Get out of here.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.